8:57, 46 degrees. Time for a look at the commodity markets. And we bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mixed signals this morning as the slip in equity markets destabilized some peripheral markets yesterday and today. Once again, a little disappointed that we did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Current price action starting the day, corn up about a penny and a quarter basis, the D's at 338.5. March corn is 351.5, up a penny. And next year's December corn, 383.75, up 0.75 cents. Switching to the Soyplex, January beans, 972, up 4.25. March beans, 983, up 4.25. And next year's November beans, 984.5, up 3.5. December soybean meal, 312.40 a ton, up 2.10. And December soybean oil, 34.02, up a tick. Switching to the wheat markets, December Chicago wheat, 424.25, down 3.75 basis the D's. July wheat for Chicago, 466.25, down 3.75. Kansas City wheat for December, 424, down 4. And Minneapolis, December, 626, down 3. Switching over, crude oil markets down following yesterday's steep sell-off, although we have not taken out yesterday's low so far today. The dollar continues its decline, but is generally considered a supportive, which is generally supportive for commodities. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade indicate new selling interest in corn to the tune of about 19,000 contracts. Soybean numbers were a little changed, and wheat appeared to have encountered some short covering. Harvest pace slowing as the rains move across the eastern Corn Belt. It looks like harvest progress for the next week or 10 days will be a slow go, and then we'll be looking at December. Some folks are getting nervous about finishing up their bean harvest as well. If we happen to get a forecast for snow, the market should respond. One of the old sayings that we use in the grain markets is that if you have crow for Thanksgiving, you're likely to have turkey for Christmas, and that scenario seems to be what it looks like this year. Not to get too far ahead, but trade during the holiday season tends to be a little thinner. If funds decide to offset their positions, it could usher in firmer corn and wheat prices with a negative bias for beans. Bean price is probably predicated on South American weather, and right now, little concern for South American weather for the next couple of weeks. Keep in mind, NOPA crush numbers are due out midday today. And finally, we'll get weekly ethanol numbers shortly, which could have a little bit of an influence on the corn market. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for checking in with us on this Wednesday morning. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And a reminder, the Farm Assets Conference coming up on November 21st. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. You can buy your tickets today for the all-day event in Normal at willag.org or call 800-898-1065. Cost just $35. Details online at willag.org. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, cloudy skies, rain tapering off this afternoon with a high of 55 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies down to a low of 30 degrees, partly cloudy for the day tomorrow, not quite as cool with a high of 42. Could see a little more rain come back in the forecast on Friday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 46 degrees at 9 o'clock.